While the slow spring might be good for maple syrup makers, it can't get going soon enough for Mequon residents Holly and Joey Baird. They have tray upon tray of sprouting onions, kale, and broccoli inside just waiting to go out. But that has not dampened the enthusiasm they share through videos on a website they call the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz visits Gardening and Video Central, the Baird's second floor flat in a former farmhouse.
There's more to pumpkins than pies and jack-o'-lanterns coming up on the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener.
It all started with a gardening-related Facebook page and the video camera Holly Baird won at work.
So I won, and so we had this video camera, and we started with a Facebook page, which is Wisconsin Vegetable Gardeners, and people were asking us questions where we could, you know, we could find articles online or whatever to help them, but we figured we could actually show them now.
The Bairds produced their inaugural video, autumnal in theme, November 2011.
Welcome to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener. I'm Joey Baird. This show is dedicated to the average gardener, simple home living, and using what you already have.
That's the voice of Holly's husband, Joey. What he lacked in documentary acumen, Joey made up for in enthusiasm and farming experience. He grew up and, until he and Holly teamed up, worked on the Baird family farm in southern Illinois.
About 1,000 tillable acres or so. Cattle, hogs, and grain was the operation there. And then we always had a garden. That was just part of life. With being on a farm, you have plenty of land, and that was just the way you saved money, by growing your own food, and that's what we did.
Holly grew up in West Allis, Wisconsin, growing vegetables at a much smaller scale.
4x4 plot where we basically just grew zucchini, tomatoes, peppers, cucumbers, and peas. And what's funny is that we would just put the seeds in the ground, and it wasn't until I met Joey that I learned that you can start the seeds ahead of time, or you can buy starts. We just, Memorial Day weekend, we just put the seeds in the ground, and then we waited.
Joey says they were on equal footing when it came to ventures like a website, social media, and instructional videos.
Now, we have no background in videography, editing, nothing. So we went in this completely blind. But, you know, knowing, you know, we've watched a lot of TV, we've watched a lot of videos. So we kind of knew what to do and what not to do to attract an audience.
How do you set that up to film yourselves?
First, we come up with a topic, and, you know, that really depends on what the weather's like. Nature's our schedule. So we'll plan we won't write a script, but we'll outline what we have. And we will actually, there's times where we've done hours of research just to make sure the information we're providing is adequate and correct. So when people watch our videos, even though they may only watch one for their whole lifetime, the information they're getting is correct.
Right. We actually usually get most of our research from University Extension websites.
Do you set aside a day or evening of the week that, okay, this is going to be our filming time, and you put on your makeup? And
We typically try to film, plan ahead and film on Saturday evenings. Typically, in the midst of summer, we'll put out 4 to 7 videos a week with different series. Tuesdays are normal, the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener. Thursday is a new series that we're doing this year, First Garden, New Gardener, which takes you from the very basic, what is a garden, to we'll walk you all the way through to here's how you grow it, here's how you harvest it, and what you do with what you've harvested, as well as we're wrapping up our winter series, Growing Indoors, where we actually have tomatoes and green beans and lettuce ready to harvest that we've grown inside the house. And then there's other videos that we'll kick out throughout the week if we really come up with a hot topic.
Such as, what does it take to grow a thriving dwarf lime tree? The Bairds did just that next to their large kitchen window, along with baskets cascading with herbs. They also freely share failures and frustrations. Joey points to the remains of a winter experiment, hydroponics.
Hydroponics is the concept of growing plants in water. Hydroponics is soilless. There's no soil, so that really limits the possibility of, one, diseases, but two, whenever you grow in water, you have to have everything just precise because there's no microorganisms in the water. The water is the soil. So that's one that has really gave us fits. That's one of the biggest challenges we've had this year.
Holly has mastered the art of canning and has won awards for it. Dozens of jars of varied sizes and colors line their pantry shelves.
Strawberry jam. Then there's some pumpkins, some pickles. I made like a pear chutney because we have a pear tree.
Your award-winning
pear salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pickled Swiss chard.
Not as great as we thought it would be.
But it looks good.
It looks good, yeah.
And the Bairds may not repeat the pickled Swiss chard concoction, but they take their mission in educating viewers seriously, especially in the art of canning, where Joey says there is no room for error.
It's a science, and if you don't do it correctly, botulism is one of the pathogens that you can get from improper canning, and you don't come back from botulism, you die. So you've really got to follow the directions to the T. It's not something you can just half do and, okay, we'll be okay.
That from the heart earnestness remains as their videography skills become more polished.
These pepper plants are coming up nice. Now, a lot of people have difficulty getting their seeds to germinate, and this could be because the seeds and the soil are too cold.
The Bairds have also attracted several sponsors.
The Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener is sponsored in part by...
And they've just released their first digital magazine. Still, their lives are not all showbiz. When the outdoor growing season finally does begin, the Bairds will be digging into multiple vegetable patches scattered across three counties.
One of them is my sister's family's. The other one is my friend and then her mother, and then she has two teenage daughters. The main one, which is at my mother's house, and then we have a small spot up here in the front.
We're looking at about 2,300 square feet in four different locations this year.
The 31-year-olds would like nothing more than to have their growing venture consume their professional lives, but don't see giving up their day jobs anytime soon.
We would like that, or at least a full-time job for one of us.
Mm-hmm. And right now the reward is the people that comments or emails us and goes, thank you for this, we appreciate this, you've shown us something we didn't know. And we're going to try it, or we did try it, and it was very successful. And without you doing it, we would have never known.
The Bairds seem to be casting a wide net. More than 3,000 individuals are regular followers, including people from far-flung Australia and South Africa to Turkey. For Lake Effect, I'm Susan Bentz.
Holly and Joey Baird are the green thumb force behind the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener. Susan Bentz visited them at their home base in Mequon. That's going to do it for the Wednesday edition of Lake Effect. I'm Mitch Teich. So great to have you listening today, and I sure hope you'll tune in again tomorrow and every weekday morning at 10 for another edition of Lake Effect. From 89.7 WUWM, Milwaukee Public Radio. We're NPR in Milwaukee. It's 11 o'clock. Stay tuned. Fresh air is next.